Welcome to Beating Around the Bush, a podcast produced by the Rural Business Collective.
Family businesses are often a tough nut to crack, whether you've been destined to be part of it from the moment you were born or have come back to it after time away. Designating roles, clear communication and managing personalities often take their toll. Hello, I'm Jane Cudahy. Rebecca McCall is a fourth generation dairy farmer and cheesemaker from South Australia's Fleurieu Peninsula and said being part of the next generation of the business was a natural progression.
Time where I'd finished some university study, I was a little bit at a loose end, but I knew after some boarding school time and some time in the CBD of Adelaide that I really needed to come and retouch, get grounded at home with my family generally, but also it was just so fortunate that we just had this amazing business. You know, the foundations of it had been worked on for over 10 years, maybe even longer than that, but it, you know, the cement was laid pretty much the month that I finished uni, and it was just a perfect timing for me to come and give my folks a hand.
And so what was that like, that setting up of that initial, you know, partnership between you and your parents?
It was pretty informal. I mean, back then, you know, they had been running a dairy business for a long, long time and quite a successful one, but they were also stepping into a realm that they didn't know.
And this is cheese making too, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were taking a risk in terms of developing a new business and taking a leap of faith, I guess, in some ways, into manufacturing. So we're not actually classified as primary producers so much anymore, but we certainly fit in that food manufacturing industry. And so they were really honest with themselves in terms of they knew their own skill sets, but they knew what was missing and what the gaps were that we needed to find. So things like the feasibility study in terms of business and also marketing. We outsourced originally our marketing plan and got some really great advice from a couple of sources. And, you know, it was just, I guess, the way our family work is that we make decisions quite informally, but a lot of thought goes into the process and then I just tend to think we just land on our feet in a little way and problem solve when I guess we need to.
You've expanded out to the point where you've got 16 different employees. How important is communication, not just between the management group, but with your extended workforce as well?
Oh, it's absolutely integral, even down to, you know, daily operations. Two employees in the production room are new. They've only been with us for 3 months. I mean, they are on an internal kind of training program. So from day one, they're inducted and there's communication that is needed to be handed over on that day. But every single day, we just have to be on our feet and on our best game with our employees because, you know, they're trusting us. And in light of that, they give us their best every day that they turn up to work. But at the end of the day, you know, cheese making is pretty hard yucca. Yeah, I guess the physical side of it demands quite a level of focus. And so, yeah, just that talking and consistency, yeah, just helping our employees through.
So I guess a lot of multi-generational businesses, you know, you come in and mum and dad or whoever's there has essentially been running the business that their parents ran and, you know, things have changed, but, you know, you're still coming into the same business. It sounds like you managed to sort of come in right when there were changes afoot. So it's like you've been involved in building another whole new business. How did it feel to be sort of part of that growing and point of difference?
I don't know, from our family point of view, we look at it as a, you know, a team. Yeah, we're just a really tight-knit team. And yeah, I just was lucky in terms of timing. But I've got also two other brothers in the business or in our family, and they just happen to work occasionally in the business, so they're not in the business all the time. And they both have different careers outside our family business. The only example I can think of, it's quite a funny one, when we've got some steel structures that hold up the veranda and they're not small posts, they're quite large and thick. And my dad always, you know, if we're doing any discussion, he always talks about things in terms of are building a legacy, and these steel structures are, you know, strong enough that they'll withstand the next 100 years for, and he says, for the grandchildren and for the great-grandchildren. So I guess the mindset is that we make decisions on a, you know, for a long-term cause, I guess. And I guess the other thing is just having respect as well for the past generations that have been involved, and knowing, I guess, how hard they worked. And I guess that goes into saying, you know, the work ethic that we have, you know, just the way that our family work together, I guess.
You work with your parents and your brothers. Your husband is around, but he's off farm. You know, what are they like as workmates? Do you enjoy going to work? Do you feel like you're validated and part of the family business? Or, you know, is this exactly what you wanted to do?
Oh, that's a great take, actually. With regards to personalities in the family and working together, we know each other pretty well. So we also really know how to irritate each other. So we have to be mindful to be really respectful of each other's space, and also just, you know, some days aren't, you know, roses. So you just have to go with the flow. But generally, we all get along really well.
Pointer remote roles can help you grow your business, and they'll come to you in the digital sense. They can connect you with professionals that can help you build a website, design a logo, or create social media content. If you need marketing management, legal, or accounting services, Pointer has qualified and experienced candidates ready to work. Connect with them first, and they'll connect your business. Contact Joe at pointerremoteroles.com.au. Farmer and cheesemaker down in South Australia. You won some national awards for your cheese, and obviously cheese has become quite a focus of the business. You've still got the dairy as well. Have you got a favourite part of the business that you like to concentrate on?
Oh, yes, I've got two or three favourites. The business has four sectors, so it's lucky that I get to work in each one at a time. So our dairy farm, that's where the cows live and the milk comes from. We have a single herd of cows, so that's special because a lot of other cheesemakers in Australia actually buy their milk in. They don't necessarily have the cows living on the farm. Mm-hmm. But ours is classified as a farmstead cheesemaking operation. So the cows live here. There's 75 at the moment, so it's quite a small herd. And just recently I've come out of maternity leave and I'm back in the milking shed. And I've been actually doing 7 or 8 milkings a week, which is lovely. The cows are Jerseys, so they're beautifully natured. Our dairy is a herringbone, so it's really easy. It's about an hour and a half, morning and evening. And, you know, we're producing around 300,000 litres of milk, so it's not a massive scale business, but I really enjoy cow contact. I love the cow's work and being outside in the elements. I know that my wet weather gear gets the hounding, mainly because we have about 966 mils of rain a year.
Oh, goodness.
So we're the third highest rainfall in the state, in South Australia, the driest continent.
Yeah.
And the driest state. So we're just so fortunate. The topography here is quite undulating. We're about 300 metres off sea, so we get lots of nice cold fronts come in and lots of rain. So the ability to grow grass here, we have renovated our soils a little bit, and also our seeds in autumn go in terms of clover and ryegrass. So it's really simple system, but I really love working outside. And I guess the other part of the business that I love is our wholesale and our retail. So the wholesale is, of course, dealing with our resellers and our chefs, our customers. That operates 4 days a week. And also our retail business, which is our farm shop. We call it the cheesery. So that's open actually every day of the year, mm-hmm. Except for Christmas Day and so forth. And that's where, you know, consumers actually drive up our road and find our little farm gate. And they come in and they really want to meet the maker or experience, you know, looking through the viewing window into the process room. I guess that's a real passion of mine. And just to extend my working weekend, I've just come through 2 farmers markets. So we're out and about on the weekends. I'm just so proud to just stand behind our stall because people just lap up our milk. I mean, it's so beautiful and rich and creamy. And just to get direct feedback about your products, people are so willing to give you positive comments, like they love our cheddar or they've had our Edam on toast or the cream was with their dessert for a fancy party on the weekend. Oh. So it's really awesome to be able to have that, I guess, that market research straight from the horse's mouth, I guess. In terms of the scale of the business, there's parts that, yeah, I don't tend to go in the cheese room as much anymore, but my brother Jeff has been doing a lot of work in there, and that's been great to have his help.
How important do you think storytelling in terms of food and agricultural production, how important do you think it is to people now, knowing where their food comes and the backstory to it?
I guess it's all about, the provenance of the food has become so integral. The best example that I can give you is in 2014 we had an amazing chef come and visit our farm. His name is Matt Moran. He has a restaurant in Sydney, Aria, and one in Brisbane. And his producer came and interviewed us, and we were picked to feature on his Paddock to Plate series on the lifestyle program on Foxtel. And this kind of storytelling has been amazing because it was able to reach the whole of the domestic population of Australia that watch Foxtel, and also internationally. So every time that is run, we get quite a horde of visitors to the cheesery.
Excellent. And so what about the day-to-day marketing of what you do? Do you need, you've got a fairly good local market, and as I said before, you've won a couple of national awards. So do you put much of an emphasis on social media, or is it a fairly good customer base through word of mouth?
Yeah, we manage our own social media, so it's very much as things are happening. If we've got any breaking news, we throw it on Facebook or Instagram. And I'm amazed that, if we run a milkshake special on a weekend, or if there's a fancy festival on, we'll get quite a few comments, and then people actually rushing to the farm gate to experience what we've suggested.
Thank you for listening to Beating Around the Bush. If you've enjoyed the content, sign up for more in iTunes or your favourite podcast app. For more information, visit the website at ruralbusinesscollective.com.au and join the tribe of small business owners and entrepreneurs making a difference in the bush.